Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a topic that's incredibly important, yet surprisingly often, it's treated as just another transaction. Final expense. We've looked at some sources, an Everest presentation, the L.I. Climera 2025 Final Expense Survey.
That's the Life Insurance Council in Limerick, yeah.
Yeah.
Good data there.
Exactly. And they reveal something profound. This isn't just about, you know, paying a benefit, it's framed as a crucial brand moment, even more a sacred promise.
A promise, that's the key word.
Right. So our mission for you today is really to unpack why this whole area demands a complete, well, a compassionate shift in how service is delivered.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is how that traditional view of final expense, it's expanding, or it needs to expand anyway.
How so?
Well, it can't just be a payment anymore. It really needs to be thought of as a total solution.
Yeah.
Something that supports families, you know, before the death, during that immediate crisis, and even after.
Before, during, and after. That makes sense.
Think about it. We're talking about meeting really deep human needs. People are at their most vulnerable. It's chaotic.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's really get into the details then. Today's policyholders, and maybe even more importantly, their beneficiaries, they're looking for so much more.
Oh, definitely. It's not just about the check arriving.
No. They want 24/7 support, actual guidance with funeral homes, which can be overwhelming.
Totally overwhelming.
Help with things like writing obituaries, navigating all the paperwork. They want to see what's happening in real time, get faster access to the funds.
Which are often needed immediately.
Right. And even protection from things like identity theft or fraud after someone passes. This isn't just a nice to have list anymore, is it?
Not at all. It's become the modern expectation for what should be a really profound service.
You've really hit on a critical point there, because the data shows this kind of paradox, doesn't it?
A stark paradox, yeah.
Yeah.
You see impressive market growth. I mean, premiums up 16% year over year. That's huge.
Policies issued grew 10%, applications over 1.6 million.
Sounds like a thriving industry, right?
You'd think so. But then here's the kicker.
Yeah.
Despite all that momentum, the actual process behind the scenes often feels, well, incredibly slow, disconnected.
Manual, even. It's perplexing. And it makes you ask that question.
Why only 64%?
Exactly. Why do only 64% of applications actually end up as issued policies? That means almost 4 out of 10 families hit some kind of roadblock right at the start.
That's a lot.
It is. And the survey highlights these massive bottlenecks. Many carriers taking, what, 3 to 5 business days just to issue the policy.
3 to 5 days, when someone might need things sorted much faster.
And for one carrier, get this, 79% of their business took over 5 days.
Wow, 79%.
Yeah. And maybe even more surprising, 5 carriers told the survey they have 0 plans for automated underwriting. 0.
No plans at all in this day and age.
So connect the dots. You've got a market trying to look digital on the front end, you know, slick applications.
But behind the curtain,
it's manual, slow, and fragmented. That's the quote. And this isn't just inefficiency, is it?
No, it's actively damaging. It erodes trust right when people are most vulnerable, adds so much stress.
Immense stress.
Yeah.
To an already traumatic time.
So, okay, we have this huge gap, this chasm between the expectation, this total solution idea, and the reality of a slow, frustrating process. What's the path forward then? How can carriers deliver on that vital promise without, you know, ripping everything up and starting again? Can they modernize effectively?
Absolutely. And that's the good news here. The sources we looked at, they point to practical solutions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a full system overhaul, which is often disruptive and expensive.
Okay, like what?
Well, solutions exist now that offer key capabilities. Things like straight-through claims processing for qualified policies.
Meaning
claims that meet certain criteria. Simple, clear-cut cases can be proved and paid almost instantly. No manual checks needed. Imagine the relief that brings.
That would be huge.
Huge. They also allow for real-time digital collaboration with funeral homes. Makes that whole process smoother. Mobile-first experiences for the claimants, so they can track things easily on their phones.
Makes sense.
And using things like AI-enabled rules engines. These can intelligently sort claims, flagging the complex ones for a human look, but speeding the simple ones through.
While staying compliant.
Exactly. All while ensuring audit-ready compliance. So it empowers carriers to deliver faster claims, yes, but also more empathetic claims.
Turning that potential frustration point
into a moment where you actually build profound long-term trust.
So ultimately, this deep dive, it really shows us that delivering on the promise of final expense goes way beyond just a simple transaction.
So much further.
It's got to be about compassionate support, efficient support, proactive support during what is just an incredibly difficult time, really meeting people where they are.
Indeed. And, you know, this shift, this whole conversation about the insurance industry, it illustrates a broader point, a point for you listening. How can other industries, industries that handle sensitive, life-altering moments, how can they learn from this need for a total solution, one that supports people every step of the way?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more fundamentally, how can technology truly bridge that gap, the gap between what people expect and need and the compassionate, timely execution they deserve? Not just in times of loss, but really in any critical life event.
That's definitely something to think about.